When I was about 12 and my sister was about 9, we moved to a new town with a lush green park. It was a beautiful, sunny summer day, and we decided to go on a ride on our bikes. We saw the path go to the left and to the right, and I had the brilliant idea to split up and meet on the other end of what I thought was a circle. Well, the path didn't go in a circle, and we quickly lost each other. I was panic-stricken. I had lost my little sister, and it was my idea. What had I done? Annie, Annie, I yelled and biked around and yelled and eventually found my little sister sitting on the ground beside her bike, covered in dirt and tears. She was terrified. I'm so sorry. We hugged and hugged, and she told me she forgave me. We went home, had some snacks, and with a bit of time, I forgave myself too. Now, this is an innocent childhood story. This is not divorce or death or abuse. But from this story, I draw two important lessons. One, I never forgot the bad. And two, I was never so careless with my little sister again. The past pain stays with me, but the lesson stays as well. The past is always there, but I learned from it for a better future. When delving into the past, I often hear the phrase letting go, as if we are leaving the pain behind to be forgotten. But letting go cannot be synonymous with forgetting, because many of us will never forget. And often people find themselves defined, to an extent, by these moments or years of pain. But how powerful would it be to instead be defined by overcoming this pain? By allowing that painful memory to be a catalyst to a more beautiful future. This overcoming, is exemplified in Naomi Shihab Nye's poem Kindness. Nye writes, "Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things. Feel the future dissolve in a moment like salt in a weakened broth." She continues, "Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing." Then, she continues, "Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore." What I hear in these verses is a way to overcome. The poetry provides an understanding that deep kindness may come from deep pain. That idea is like a life vest, a way of staying afloat in a pool of hurt. It offers kindness as a deep hope. It offers kindness as an aspiration. And it is a reminder that goodness should not be forgotten in the midst of pain. When times are hard, what may keep us from giving up is indeed the idea of kindness, of finding something good in the bad. Once you are in that place of pain, Nye believes, then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore. Once you are in that place of pain, the only alternative to giving up is to find beauty. This is a deep lesson and a powerful lesson, and it is a lesson I learned through a story, through my mom's story. My mom grew up one of 5 girls. One of her sisters was named Nancy, and Nancy was her most cherished sister and best friend. There are many pictures of them together. In childhood photos, my mom was always in pink and Nancy always in blue. They always stayed in touch no matter the distance between them and remained best friends and confidants throughout their adult lives. When my mom was 42, Nancy committed suicide. My mom's world fell apart. She entered a time of great darkness, and years went by, time went by, slowly and painfully. Eventually, with a lot of help and support, my mom started to overcome the pain and found love. Her love shone through to Nancy's 2 daughters. My mom knew that if she loved her sister so much, she needed to care for Nancy's children. She grew deeply compassionate and understanding in a way that comes from pain. She used her painful past to care for those around her, to offer love, strength, support, and solace. And when she spoke to those in hurt and pain, her words held weight because she had lived that hurt and pain. Her experience gave her a deep wisdom that is only derived from experience. And through this, she helped so many around her survive and thrive. For her, the only way out of pain was to help others who are undergoing similar pain. Moving forward doesn't mean forgetting the past. Perhaps moving forward can mean using the past for good, whatever good we can. Whether keeping a closer eye on a sister or using pain that can only come from experience to help another. Now, this understanding of overcoming is not a mindset that is immediately helpful. In the time of pain or grief or suffering, what is needed is simply that, a time for grief. But once there has been time to heal, this idea of overcoming may be the difference between a life stuck in sorrow or a life that continues forward in joy. And all of this is relational. How we act and overcome and use the past and form the future is part of us individually, yes, but it is also part of the interdependent web. We are all interrelated in profound ways, ways we cannot always understand. So we look towards good, this good spreads. We are constantly, as a people, living with freedom in a world that is not predetermined, and this calls for us to use our freedom for betterment of ourselves and all we are connected to. Using the past for a better future is a remarkable, beautiful process, and this beauty and this strength and this hard work will spread. The writings of Maya Angelou, the great African-American poet, can offer profound inspiration for resilience, for surviving, for transcending and transforming. Maya Angelou writes in her poem, "Still I Rise," "You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise." Angelou continues, "Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise." Through all she has experienced, Angelou writes about rising. About overcoming pain. Whatever hardships come her way, hurtful words and feelings of hate, she rises. Through the systemic evils her ancestors endured, she rises. Leaving behind terror and moving forward and never giving up, I rise. Her words shine with pride at how she overcomes her obstacles. This is her future. Derived from her past. 10 years after my aunt's death, my family celebrated her life with a trip to Cape Cod. I spent the days splashing in the waves with my sister as if we were kids again. But the night of the anniversary, we gathered on the beach as a family. Nancy's sisters and mother and daughters and nieces and nephews. We gathered with a love and a kindness that only comes from pain. We each wrote Nancy a letter and tied the letter to paper lanterns so that they could soar into the night sky to mingle with the stars. One at a time, the lanterns rose into the night sky. They rose to Nancy so she would know our words and know how much we all loved her. The past cycles into the present, and so we are all formed by our past, and we always will be. And some of this past is painful. I don't expect to or believe that we can forget the past, but I believe that with time, we can use it for a better future. That with time, using the past for a better future, using the past to help another, that this may be the best way to find beauty, to find kindness, to be content. In the words of Maya Angelou, "Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise, I rise, I rise." May it be so.